Well, look, I mean, it's a total disaster because we have a whole range of different, I suppose, forms of assistance being offered. You have the humanitarian assistance scheme, where people fill in forms and apply for that. You're unsure what qualifies, what doesn't qualify. In the beginning, we were told it was going to be for instance, if your freezer, all your stock in your freezer was gone, that you're covered for that. Then we're told you're not covered for that. Then we're told that people will be covered for having generators. If they hired a generator at petrol for it, that seems to be a little bit unsure now again. We also have the local authorities providing assistance in some cases where they were giving vouchers out for meals. In some cases, they were having sandwiches and coffee and stuff in libraries and in various public buildings. There was a whole kind of splattering of different kind of forms and types of assistance for people. And that's all well and good, and it's welcome that people are doing their best. But government centrally need to have something which was clear, which was controllable, where we knew where we stood. Personally, I think what they should be looking at is that after a certain number of days of without power, that a person will be given, or that the holder of that MPRN number would be given a certain payment. And then they could go and buy whatever they needed, whether it was gas cylinders or it was food or whatever, that they could get that. €100 a day, something like that, that everybody knew what they were getting and that everybody was entitled to it. Because the power, which is so vital, and a service which they need and which they pay for, has been taken away from them. I'm also extremely frustrated with the absence of any proper assistance for the ESB and the other teams that are out there trying to get the power restored. 80% of this has been caused by power lines going through forestry, and it's a huge problem. And I mean, I've been calling for quite some time now that the army need to be brought in to assist to pull the lines through, or to help move the timber, or to help to bring in tools for the ESB technicians and all of that. And, you know, government just is sitting back and not putting the kind of crisis effort into this that needs to be put into it, because I myself have no power at the moment. And, you know, my mother is 92, sitting at home. She has no power at the moment. And that's almost going to 2 weeks now. And that's the same for hundreds, thousands of people across Leitrim and Sligo, Mayo, Galway, huge vast area of the country. If this happened in Dublin or the hinterland, they'd be wholly murdered about it. But it's been completely ignored because it's in the west of Ireland, and it's totally wrong. People in rural areas deserve services as well.
Presumably, if there is that difference between what the local authority in each county is giving out in terms of support services and things like that, that it's undoubtedly causing confusion locally among various rural communities who badly need the help but may necessarily not be able to access it in one county, but then it's available in another.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday Leitrim County Council withdrew the scheme where they had a voucher for people's meals, yet Sligo County Council is still doing it. No reason why, no central authority over any of that. That's just one example, but I mean, there's numerous other examples of where people think they're entitled to something and then they're not, or they are, or, you know, they've been told everybody go to social welfare now, whether you are a person who's normally entitled to social welfare payments or not. People can't have time if they're working, trying to manage a family, for to go and queue at an intro centre, which is really what you're doing. I see queues forming at intro centres, people going with forms to them. I mean, it's just a mess, the whole lot. And I think there is no sense of urgency or sense of the crisis that it has been for people living in the west of Ireland over the past number of weeks, and it's just been ignored. And it's a reflection, I think, of this government ignoring a huge sector of its people who out there who need assistance, who badly need services, who need to have their power restored, who need to have their internet restored, who need to have their water. Still has people in certain areas who haven't got water because there's no pump stations to pump the water. I mean, it's just, it's diabolical. It's unbelievable that we're in this situation over 2 weeks after the storm.